One, two, three. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Saturday Morning Red Tunes. We are back with Super Mario Brothers Super Show. It hasn't been doing as well as the previous, but we are going to finish it because, you know, it's only 25 episodes. I haven't
cared for it as much as the Zelda. The Zelda, I think the script's so bad, yet it's... Oh, my God, this bitch.
It might get, you know, it's hit or miss with Super Mario Brothers Super Show. But let's go ahead and continue. It's only 25 episodes, and, you know, we only have, what, 20? Well, we don't have one of them.
I think there have been so better, takes on Mario since then. And
I don't know. I mean, this is interesting and all, but, yeah, let's get through it.
Yeah.
It's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
We're the Mario Brothers, and plumbing's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If you think it's in trouble, you can call us on the double. Faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
Ugh. I like the live version better than the cartoon they show.
Oh yeah, I do too.
So, you're in for a treat, so hang on to your seat. Ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You meet the buzz, the buzz, and the buzz. The opponents should be hooked on the brothers.
Firepower!
Yep. Ah. From the star, yep.
Yep.
On the brothers, the brothers.
Bats in the basement.
If that don't look like a marionette or a shadow puppet.
Men working below. Uh-oh, that sign is sexist. It doesn't say anything about women.
Didn't say women working below.
Nope.
They could be fixing up a vagina. Let's plug this leak.
Yeah, and he's a smart one, too.
What do you mean, smart one? How do you know that?
Well, because he sent his luggage ahead of him.
Uh-oh. He didn't send that luggage
shit.
Ahead of him.
Yeah, it got a little smarter before you woke up.
No kidding.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute.
There's a kid.
Reminding kids of what...
To the Mario Brothers from Transylvania. Please open as soon as possible.
Oh, okay.
Stuffy
in here. That's not as bad as what I thought it was. They're going to handle death on an episode of Mario Brothers.
The Count Zoltan Dracula. Come on, Mario. How do you open this thing?
I think over here.
Whoa, wait.
All right.
I'm going to push.
Come on.
I'm gonna open it like a can of.
I get it. No, I don't get it. Oh, no. I wonder who.
I think so. They look familiar.
Yeah. They do look familiar. I just wonder who it is. We'll find out at the end. They've invaded person, you know.
Mario, forget about it. There's something very strange about this guy.
What's so strange about sleeping in your clothes?
Where are those wolves coming from in the middle of the city?
Hey, Zoltan, wake up! You're gonna miss
Isn't
the show!
Isn't it Brooklyn? I can't remember.
Yo, it's the Mario Brothers. The fun is the game. Found the secret words, so we're working on the train. With the princess a hand in the mushroom land.
Well, obviously that.
I've
I want
to
say
to
that
try
the Legend of
Land before.
I always want to say the Legend of Zelda is actually more adult in some ways than the Mario. Mario was clearly they were both meant for kids, but for some odd reason, Zelda had more.
I don't know. It was more meant so parents didn't lose their shit watching all the kids. Yeah, I can tell you, there's some nowadays I can watch with my nieces, and some I'd tell them, you're not watching that around me. Because
right.
I don't want to put up with it.
Right.
I could hawk my jewels.
You already hawked them.
I could mortgage this cottage.
You already did.
I think so.
Damn.
Brilliant people, you make a suggestion.
I got an idea of something you could sell. Get out on that corner, bitch. Sell that peach. Arr, that fuzzy peach.
You're gonna sell the cow.
Ribeye.
Yep.
Boy, those cows. The used cow market? That'll work good for after you sell your peach a couple of times. Clean up the mess.
Cow world?
Just tell us how many gold coins you'll give us. She's the royal cow. Frankly, friends, there's just not much demand for this model. She's a real hay burner. Tell you what, I really like you boys.
So real hay burner.
We don't want to trade. We want to sell. Great. We need moolah. Money. Cash. Look at this here, baby.
Half off.
You're not listening, mister. We don't need another cow. We need 100 gold coins.
How about sell the gold crown on the damn cow's head?
Right.
Hey, will anybody? How many gold coins are you going to give us? Well, this is your lucky day, boys. I'm going to give you a bargain you'll never forget. Or my name isn't Dylan Delbert.
Dylan.
Magic beans, I bet.
Real special beans. Garbanzo beans. Show her, Mario.
What?
Dylan Delbert said we really got the sweet end of the deal.
Well, I think I know where this is.
Yeah,
going.
I do too.
You traded the royal cow for a handful of bean seeds?
True city, Mario.
Well, get out there and sell your peach, damn it. Don't bitch at me. You could have got more than. We could have got twice the beans.
Damn, we're on the con man. We'll whoop that guy's ass.
Yep. He's like, I'm gonna shove this mushroom tip
oh,
so
yeah.
far up your ass. You're gonna be tasting fungus.
They should have used the music when the plant comes out of the that's what they should have used. Yeah, they should have used it. When you hit a block and a plant comes out of it. I haven't even seen King Koopa yet.
Yep. Maybe this is the one episode he skipped.
Well, there he is.
There he is in the jam. It's gonna have something to do with them eating garlic because they're Italian. Face off, he could eat a peach for hours.
He's gonna raise on that too. He's just got three right there. He's just watching him because he knows he's gonna pull that damn chain. Yeah, he just waited for him. It's just like straight sadism. Like, yeah, we're gonna wait for you.
You thought you had a kid.
Yep. Of course, they're gonna...
Shit's go coins.
Goose is better than the U.S. Mint. Who's that? I hope you're big and tall. You did take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the way up? Under there! Before the coins covered it, I saw part of the garbanzo being
Drop all the coins down. Beans turned into peas. Isn't that interesting? Never knew a beanstalk could do that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a
transgender. That's a magic beanstalk.
Well, the garbanzo bean said, I want to be a pea. So it grew a stalk and a pair of peas.
Yep.
What orphanage?
You're right. They were talking about
the mushroom orphanage. I think they talked about it in the
last
time. Is that the whole series? They're just trying to
save that orphanage.
We had a cow to cut up. Good. Oh, I am sorry. I'll try again. Oh, darn. It's
just terrible when you can't help your friends.
No, you're good. Yeah, you're good. You can buy
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the U.S. dollar, but how about this gold egg?
Right.
Bought it. It was just in a duck's asshole.
He's been going to high school almost as long.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, come to think of it, he does sleep all night.
So do you. Unless, of course, there's an Inspector Gadget marathon on TV.
Yeah, but I don't sleep in a box.
I like
Inspector Gadget.
I wonder if we could find that.
Real look.
Why?
I cannot find a DVD of them. Look at these boots, huh? Probably on Amazon. Probably overpriced.
Well, I'm sure the Silverhawks is overpriced. I've been looking for that forever.
Yeah.
For
those big red eyes. $32 of dental floss for them big teeth.
Here comes the sun, little darlings.
What bank?
Eyewash.
Dental floss.
He's a vampire.
I think you're
I'm scared.
I'm scared. I'm gonna hold your jaw in place. Do what I want.
I bid you welcome to these delicious scenes from The Legend of Zelda.
This might be an episode we don't have. Nope, this is gonna be the Prince. This is the Prince episode.
The evil wizard Ganon has the Triforce of Power.
The White Knight.
I'd be like, hey, we're gonna make some ground rules before I go risking my neck.
Doesn't Ganon ever quit? That's how suffocating the bird. Oh, yeah, that's the one, yeah. This is the one we didn't get recorded. I have to do it again.
Yeah.
I like this one, though.
It was a good one.
Yeah, this is actually a decent one. Yeah, sorry we didn't get this one. That's completely my fault.
This Friday.
They didn't have a ghost house yet, so they didn't have ghost house music. We gotta get rid of a vampire.
Take a pot filled with water, boil for 2 hours, add a little olive oil, slowly add basil, a pinch of oregano, 2 cloves of garlic.
Wait a minute, that's Mama's recipe for tomato sauce.
I knew it. She's been trying to kill us for years.
What else you got?
If all else fails, send the vampire to the grocery store for some bread. While he's gone, you move. Let's do it.
Relax. Would you really like to know how to get rid of a vampire?
Yeah. Just ask me. I'll be out of here like a bat.
What does it say that?
You can take off your garlic necklaces now. We'll be back. Until the next time,
Jim Ward. I know that.
Do the Mario. Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario.
Do not, remember, do not fucking do the Mario at any dance club.
If you think it'll get you laid, it will not.
Oh my god. I want to see if some woman's actually attracted to the Mario.
Maybe.
I can see, like, do the Mario.
Maybe where brain injuries are.
It feels like more of an exercise. It feels like more of an exercise.
Oh, you do that for an hour.
You will probably. You probably will.
I'm sure of it.
Well, see if you can find that real quick.
Okay. Born. He's 63. Kangaroo Jack. The cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Biker Mouse from Mars.
Okay.
Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, wow.
What
did he play in Ratchet and Clank?
Let's see.
Because that's one that people are going to know.
Yes. Jimmy. Captain Quark.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's the voice of Quark. Quark is a really big part of Ratchet and Clank. He's the superhero guy.
Jimmy.
Neutron?
No. Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, well, then.
Jimmy and Timmy, Fairly Odd Parents Jimmy Neutron in the same.
Oh, so he's done a lot of them.
That was one of those Nickelodeon specials. Channel Chasers.
It's like he was on Ben 10.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, but a bunch of.
Ben 10.
What about the classics? That's what I want to know. Because
about to go through it.
Because that's what I want to see.
He's in another Ratchet and Clank, probably the same.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Magoo. That's Mr. Magoo.
I didn't know that existed. I couldn't find Mr. Magoo.
2010. Escape from Cluster Prime. I don't have any idea.
Go a little bit further down, because you're going to... pass the modern cartoon.
Okay, Wolverine and the X-Men 2009.
Oh, okay, we've got that, but we probably won't do it.
Oliver Stone's Untold Stories of the United States, 2012-2013. Kind of wonder if any... That's on... You gotta go on YouTube. Batman Two-Face... The movie.
Oh, I actually do have that one. Ward, hold on. Hold on, that sounds a little bit more... Is that the original Robin?
Let me see. It might be. Oh, shit. Let's go back.
He's a retired voice actor.
According according to Jim. He's in Kung Fu Panda Legends of So-and-So.
He's
in Wabbit,
hold
which
on.
Is a Bugs Bunny cartoon. It's just recently.
He did Spirited Away and let's see.
House on the Range.
He was in Avatar, The Avengers, Ben 10, Biker Mice, Danny Phantom, Emperor's New School. Hey Arnold! He was the announcer for Hey Arnold. Justice League, I didn't see that. Legion of Superheroes, didn't see that. New Looney Tunes, We Bare Bears. Film, Ben 10, Casper Meets Wendy. Despicable Me, he was in Despicable Me 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo, Fairly Odd Parents, Home on the Range. Jetsons, the movie. Monsters, Inc., he was in. He did a lot of additional voices. Spider-Man, Project Coordinator. Video games, Age of Empires 3, Asian Dynasties. Wow, he was in Batman Arkham Knight. He played the firefighter, Adamson, Officer Williams, Sergeant McAllister. I still haven't played Arkham Knight yet, but I've heard it's great.
Yeah, I have. It's
Destroy
awesome.
All Humans. Doom 3, did some additional voices. Dragon Age 2, he did some voices on that. Evil Dead Regeneration, EverQuest 2. Wow, he did voices on that. Fallout 4 and Fallout New Vegas. Dr. Klein. Fear, wow. Final Fantasy 13, wow. The Hobbit. Gandalf, Killer 7. Okay, now we're getting into games. King's Quest 7. I have that. Lord of the Rings, Two Towers. Additional voices. Marvel vs. Capcom. He was a Sentinel. He was additional voices there. Snake Eater. He was director Alexander Livanovich Grunin. He was also Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Wilhelm Doctor. Yeah, you guys know, because I know that Metal Gear Rising Revengeance is really popular in the Manosphere. Painkiller, Asmodeus. Oh, Prey, additional voices. A lot of shit. Pretty much all the Ratchet and Clank. Red Dead Redemption 2. He played the local pedestrian population. He was Jack Krauser in Resident Evil 4, guys. SpongeBob, Star Ocean. Wow, didn't know that. Star Wars, played a lot in Star Wars. SpongeBob SquarePants movie, Tomb Raider, Transformers, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines, great game. He was in both White Knight Chronicles. He was in Wolfenstein and X-Men Rise of Apocalypse 2, Colossus. So there you go. So he was in a lot of games.
Okay.
Pretty much a lot of games that you have played and I have played,
yeah.
He was in. So that vampire guy has a history. He's retired now, but his voices will live on forever.
Oh,
so
he's
63. That's
63. I'm sure he might do some voice.
No,
work.
He said says he's retired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We're out for Saturday Morning Red Tunes.
All right, later.
Okay.